The NPL show is brought to you in association with EvoStick. Get stuck in.
Ho ho ho, happy new year and welcome to a brand new Christmassy special of the EvoStick NPL show here at the Magnet in a very festive Stockport.
Ho ho ho!
Hey!
Jingle jingle!
That was a rubbish round of applause, wasn't it?
That was terrible.
Oh, sorry.
Oh my god. I'm Ben, and round the table we literally have everyone who's a part of this league. Round the table we've got Stuart James from the Non-League Review.
Good evening.
We've got James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group sponsored by EvoStick.
Hello.
We've got from 84 different clubs, Nick Culkin, currently at FC United.
Stop you right there.
It's never been 84.
That's six.
Six. Six. We've got from the Daily Mirror, we've got Aaron Flanagan.
Hello.
We've got from Buxton and Sheffield, we've got Alex McKenna.
Hello.
We've got from Radio Manchester, Ian Burke.
Hello.
We've got, be upstanding, from the league, Alan Alcock.
Greetings.
We've got... By the time I get round this, it's been the end of the show. We've got Swampy from Five Live and FC Young Radio.
Greetings and salutations.
From Ratcliffe Borough, we've got Paul Maguire.
Evening.
And from Curzon Ashton, also a member of the Flan Clan, we've got John Flanagan.
Good evening.
I want to go home now.
That's so, a good show, well done, Ben.
So welcome everyone to this month's show. This is a Christmas special. So we're going to start things with the way we normally do, as it's a special show. The top half of the table and the league running. Who wants to go first? John Flanagan, you're a manager of a team in the title race. How's things going?
How's things going? Well, they've been going very well, generally.
Until last week.
I think recently the last few weeks have seen us stumble a little bit. And we've unfortunately conceded goals that we'd not look like we'd concede earlier on in the season. We've conceded four against Grantham at home, four against FC United at home, two at Marine where we were fortunate enough for the lights to go out. Well done, son. Yeah, so it's very hard to put your finger on it because from a defensive point of view, we've been very solid all season and we haven't conceded many goals generally. One of the best sort of performances, goals against wise, in the division. So why are we suddenly leaking goals? I don't know. We have changed the centre half recently and maybe he's finding his feet. It could potentially be that, but individual errors have certainly contributed in a big way from our point of view.
But you're 9 points off the lead at time of recording, and you've got five games in hand over Skelmersdale. You're still in a good spot, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're in a good spot, but it's a long season, isn't it? It's a long season. There's a lot of games, and I've no doubt that there'll be a lot of changes as we go along. Skem have had a few blips. Buxton have rocked a little bit. Ilkeston did for a while, and they've come back again now. Aston United have crept back into it. FC did early doors, had a lot of draws without losing a lot. So I don't think anybody can tell. I mean, it's such an even division. Who knows? I don't think you'll know till probably March. Really, who's really going to be in there?
I'll tell you who does know. Ian Burke from Radio Manchester, who I think is to blame for your current dip in form.
Well, he did put the mockers on it, didn't he?
I did a bit, yeah. I said 2 weeks on the trot that I think that Curzon are going to win the league and on this show last month. And, well, I might revise my form there a little bit. I'm going to say Ilkeson are going to win it now, so they'll have a bit of a dip and everyone will be happy. But the thing is, you look at the top half of the table, and most of the teams there, if they win the games in hand, they're going to overtake Skelmersdale. The only problem is that But the thing is, most of the teams in the top half, they've got to play each other as well. But there will be one or two teams from that bunch who emerge. And come March time, they'll be the ones that we're watching. I don't think Skelmersdale are going to be one of them either. They've got the points on the board, which is good, but there's a lot of teams who can overtake them. And I think a couple of them will.
Alex McKenna, I'm going to come to you next, because you're second in the league.
We are second.
Every time I talk to you about Buxton, you're always in a bad run of form. And look at you, still second. How's that happened?
I'm not really sure to that, but we just keep picking up these scrappy little wins. But then the week after, we play appallingly badly. Like, you watched us against Ramsbottom.
Mm-hmm.
We were dreadful against Ramsbottom in the league.
Ramsbottom were very good, though.
They were very good. To be fair, they were very good. But then we lost 3-0 away to Rushall, and we were awful against Rushall. We created absolutely nothing. It was shocking. But I think second is quite a bold position, because there are six teams below us that either got 3 or 2 games in hand over us. So I think we'll drop down to about 4th or 5th over the next month or so.
I'm going to come to you now, Nicky, if that's okay. FC United notoriously always start this point of the season in 12th or 11th. This year we're starting in 7th, which is quite good. What do you reckon?
I think this season's been, we're showing a lot of signs of good football, but been a little bit inconsistent early on in the season, and I think we're starting now to show what we've been promising in the early part of the season with a little bit of luck as well. And the last few results that we've had have been absolutely fantastic performances. The lads are showing good confidence, not overconfidence, but every game that's coming up at the minute, they crop up different challenges, and the lads are reacting to what's given to them. If the teams want to fight a bit of a battle, the lads will battle. If they want to play, we'll play. The lads are adapting to whatever situations are coming up on a Saturday. And at the minute, yeah, we're just simmering away nicely and just going about our own business in our own way and just picking up results.
James Hayes.
Yeah, I keep saying it on the extra show every now and again about form coming into a real big play at the moment. Ilkeston, I've got this advantage now. Because we're saying, like the last couple of episodes as well, it's always Ramsbottom, it's always Kent, it's always Curzon. All three teams at the moment are either on the slide or just coming back from them patches. Ilkeston are making the most of it at the moment and start to look themselves as real challenges.
Aaron Birkin, going to come to you for the next team. Ashton United are another one who, I think in the last show, weren't they like 20th or something? And now look where they are.
They're on the charge, yeah, they are. They were just outside the relegation zone at one point, and they just looked like they couldn't come up to anywhere near where they were last season. Just missed out on in the playoff final. But they had a slow start to the season, but they got Dale Johnson back, and all of a sudden they've started motoring again. Him and Martin Pilkington working together like they were last season. It's going great guns for him. They're still wobbly at the back, though. I mean, they did lose Chris Lynch, remember, to Salford City. He was their captain. And I still think they could do with a little bit more solidity at the back. But going forward, looking great at the minute.
Shoot, James.
I was just going to say, on Ilkeston there, they're losing a couple of players to... They've lost one to Sheffield United.
Yeah, Che.
But they're bringing other quality ones in. If you look at Ilkeston, they're the top goal scorers in the league. Their defence might cost them because they've conceded in a few.
I have a question for somebody who's not spoken yet. That could be Paul. It could be Roy Sill. Hello, Roy Sill from New Mills, who's turned up late. And Alan Alcock. I've got a question. Barwell?
It's near Leicester, isn't it?
Don't ask me.
Anyone?
It's
near Leicester.
They get another defensive
Let's
side.
Let's be honest. We've played them.
Three times. They've knocked us out of the FA Cup, they've knocked us out of the FA Trophy. I wasn't at the FA Trophy game, but the FA Cup game, arguably maybe they deserved it that day. You know, they played well, it's quite an even game. But they've got a lot about them. Ant Carney, the kind of played like left hand side forward, one of the best players I've seen this season. Impressive. If he keeps banging in the goals like he is, then you know they've got every chance.
Is there anyone in that lower bit there from Workington down who you think has the ability to make a charge?
Spartans.
They've got 10 games in hand on the leaders and 7 on others, so obviously you'd expect them, they're a good side anyway, to move on up. The other side, I think Hales Owen.
Yeah, agree.
I think they're a decent side.
Don't concede money.
Yeah,
he's the best defensively as well in the league.
Yeah.
So
can I just want to
go for it.
Right,
you're in charge.
I'm in charge. I think this period that we're going through now, particularly in January, I know John, you've got to start to appreciate the groundsman. The guys that can get the game on and the team plays, gets the points in the bag, then they start to move away from the pack. It's all right having your games in hand, but when you know you've got to win those games in hand, then that's when the pressure comes on. So really, as far, and I'll say this for all the three leagues, this is where the groundsmen really start to help teams with promotion.
And that could come in handy.
That
could come in handy at the bottom as well. You've got Graham Foxhall at Trafford.
Absolutely.
Don't jump the gun.
I'm sorry, Ben. Although, saying that, Ben,
it depends if you've got a perfect pitch and a referee deems it not playable.
What is he referring to?
I'm not getting into this.
Can I make a comment on that one? Because I think what happens at this time of year, sometimes, because some clubs have got more facilities than others, they do. Some clubs do very little with the pitch intentionally to try and make it a level playing field in a roundabout way. And I think if you're playing a good footballing side, what's the point in you giving them a really nice prepared pitch? They're going to just pass it round you, aren't they?
That's
so if you get exactly well, so and that's what in reality what makes it beautiful.
Can I ask you a question, John, which is to do with the pitch conditions? We've got like New Year's Day fixtures and fixtures coming up on the 3rd. Now you get the frost, you get the ice, and you get the lads, your squad all ready to play a game. But where's the psychology comes into this? That there'd be a squad of players that will be up for it, a squad of players that'll think, oh crikey, we don't fancy this. How, as a manager, do you make sure that those players are spot on to turn out no matter what the conditions are?
I think it's a season-long thing. I think you either have that in your changing room or you don't. I don't think you can do it for any one game on New Year's Day. I think if you haven't got it, you'll not have it on New Year's Day. It's more likely you'll not have it on New Year's Day because of the time of the year. You know, if you've instigated a mentality from the first moment, then I think you can apply it right through New Year's Day and that Christmas period, and your players will respond positively to it.
The weather should never, ever, ever affect the players' minds and attitudes of, you know, I don't fancy it today. And it's notable that, you know, watching semi-pro football, how few players wear gloves compared to the Premiership, or even to League 1 or 2 or 3.
They can't afford gloves, they're not on enough money.
Primark. That's where you need to go.
Do you?
Yeah, get that for 2 quid.
We're name checking now.
Anyway, sorry.
Sorry, but it is interesting.
I would say one thing, Ben.
Yes.
John mentioned.
Fine beard, by the way.
Yeah,
it's coming on, isn't it?
Suits you, actually, Sue, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheers, mate.
That red cape as well.
By the way, for the listeners at home, Roy Sewell's got a beard. Anyway, keep going.
What I would say is that John mentioned it as regards players being able to adapt. It doesn't only apply to the fields that you play on, it also applies to the circumstances of what you find yourself in. And that's whether or not it's going to be a dogfight, whether it's going to be a football game, or whether you're going to have to hustle and bustle, you know, the team that you play against. And I think that not only comes from within your squad as your players, because obviously you'll have leaders as well within that squad. You don't necessarily just have one guy who's a captain. You have a couple of leaders in there. It also comes from the management and the coaching staff. And if those attitudes and applications are right, then I don't believe that it really matters what sort of field you're playing on or who you're playing against. It should be a given right that you're going to go out there to give 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've found a lot that the players do feed off the manager, like Roy said there, the coaching staff, the bench. First thing I've learnt really in the management game is they do feed off you. So if you don't apply yourself or don't turn up, if you turn up, you know, half cut, the players will think they can do it. So I think it is very important what comes from the management team and the coaches, and that will spill on to the players.
Can everyone see a screen with the league table on?
Yeah.
Right, you all have 10 seconds as I come to you to give me who you think is going to win the league and four teams who are going to be in the playoffs. And if you want to be exempt, you can be exempt. But if you're not involved with a football club, there's no reason for you to be exempt, to be honest with you. Birkenhead.
Ilkeston to win it.
Right.
The other four, in no particular order, FC United, Curzon, Skelmersdale and Stourbridge.
Take that, McKenna. Right, OK, go on.
Right next to you. Right next to you, I'm hurt.
You will be if he sits on you.
Anyone else want to jump?
I'll jump in.
Go.
After Aaron Flanagan.
Curzon going to win it because I'm obviously going to say that. And I still genuinely believe that we will. FC United, Skelmersdale, Ilkeston, and
Ashton for the
Take
playoffs.
Take that, McKenna. Wow.
Or could I just say Rami as well, just because I'm...
No.
Just an extra place for Rami.
Covering relegation in the next half. Anyway, go on. Swamper.
I'm going to say FC United with a bit of Buxton, sprinkling of Ilkeston, certainly Curzon, and my dark horse, because we've not mentioned dark horses, I can't believe, my dark horse to come right in there, they're going to be Blyth Spartans.
Ooh.
Good shout.
And unfortunately, Ashton are just going to be knocked out.
James Hayes.
Just to ruin everyone's season, Skem to win it, Curzon, Buxton, Ashton United, and Grantham.
Grantham? Grantham?
Well, Swampy's got a Maggie Thatcher t-shirt on, so maybe that's
I'll take it down with me as well.
Aaron?
Yeah, no.
Stunned?
No, I thought Grantham were excellent when they beat Curzon two weeks ago.
Well balanced. Stuart James, go.
Ilkeston to win it for me, and in the playoffs, Skem, FC United, Curzon, and Blyth.
Now Buxton again. So, anyone else want to jump? McKenna, you've not said anything, have you?
FC to win it. Then Buxton, obviously. Ilkeston.
Someone who's that as a coppola.
Yeah. Curzon.
He did get it right as well, done.
And Skem.
Right.
I'll do
both. Roy first. John's jumping. Go for it, John. Come.
Curzon, FC United, Buxton. Ashton United and
mind games. He said Ashton United mind games.
Same side mind games.
Darlington are in this division this year.
Workington.
I was going to mention them earlier.
Roy, go.
I think the top two will be a switch round between either Skem.
We're not having switch arounds. We're having definite
Skem or Ilkeston. I think Ashton United will be in there. Curzon Ashton will be in there. I think Curzon Ashton will be in there. And I think Blyth Spartans will be in there.
So that's Curzon Ashton twice.
I had a good side.
Alan, you're exempt for obvious reasons. Don't need to.
I'm going to tell everybody. I think FC will win it by 10 points.
10 points? Wow.
Oh, good.
Really?
Alan's really keen for us to stay in the league, I know.
We served our purpose, Ben. It's time to leave.
Paul King can put him down now.
Paul, Nick, do you want in on this?
I think Ilkeston will win it. And I think Ramsbottom might sneak into them playoffs.
Ramsbottom will be right there. Definitely.
Oh, quickly close, though.
You're not having another two teams? Another three? You're just staying
there? It's too hard to pick.
And Nick, lastly from you.
What?
Good. That is the end.
Stamford Frickley.
Right, so that is the end of part one of the EvoStick NPL show, New Year Christmas special. Well done, everyone. That only took half an hour, so well done. Coming up after this little advert, we've got all the talk of the town to do with relegation and the doom and gloom round, as it's known. But from everyone here at the Magnet, we'll see you in a minute.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like from Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.
Welcome back to the Magnet here in Stockport for the Christmas special of the Evo Stick NPL show, sponsored by Evo Stick.
Where was our presence from the Evo Stick? I was expecting.
Doesn't matter what we've got instead, and he's stepped up again.
We've had a round of drinks, I've been told. Sorry.
Oh yeah, we did have a round.
Thanks, Evo Stick. Why's my pipe got Joma written on it?
More on the special gift as well from down south very shortly.
Oh, Stamford Ale.
Stamford Ale. Round the table, there's too many names to mention, so let's just kick things off with the second part, and we're going to talk about relegation now, gentlemen. Relegation. We've been saying it for a while. Last season, at this time of year, it was pretty clear who was going to get relegated. Joelston, Stafford Rangers were nailed on. This year, though, not so clear, would we agree?
The one thing we looked at earlier in the season on a month by month basis is that Belper were having a real struggle, and were basically at one stage we thought perhaps dead and buried. But as we can see now, again, and it's testament to the quality of this football league, and all three divisions in all fairness, it is such a good league. The teams at the bottom aren't necessarily poor footballing teams, they're just not quite getting the results that may be going for them. I mean, Trafford, I think most people agreed they would not be there at this stage of the season. You expect them the kind of football they've got. I feel for them. I personally believe Trafford will go down this year. That's my own personal thoughts, because they're a footballing team, and unless Gary can maybe try and adapt, and I think the two managers here tonight, John and Roy, have said you've got to adapt certain times to play a certain style of football against the opposition. I'm not sure whether Trafford have a plan B or C at this moment in time, because
I watched them something the other day when we had our game call off, went to watch them. I think they've got too much quality to go down, I'll be honest with you. They played really well, they just have just not getting the rub of the green at the minute. That's what's happening, and I do think it'll turn for them.
Here's a question for you all then. An open question. Do we think Belper's got enough to survive at this moment in time?
No.
Who said yes? Who said yes? Aaron?
Well, I'm going to be in the yes clan, simply because they put in a great performance when we went down there with Curzon. They beat us 2-0, and deservedly so that day. But they looked a threat when they were going forward. They probably could have scored more than two. No, I got my dad laughing at me. I thought they could. They had chances. We had a few chances as well, but they were decent that day. If they can put in them sorts of performances regularly, you know, they're going to be in with a shot of getting out of it. And they're not far away. They're only about 4 or 5 points away from kind of getting out of the relegation zone.
Try 8.
Alan.
Well, seeing it's Christmas and we've all got to have a sense of humour, but I think I can tell everybody that if Matlock Town, Belper, Witton Albion and Marina are the bottom four clubs in the league, there'll be no relegation this season, because all four have representatives on the league management committee. So
that's controversial.
I don't think that's comedy either.
That's how it works.
Poor old Trafford.
Let's move on to Trafford then. We said about Trafford. Have Trafford got enough to get out of this?
Yeah. No, all depends. Down for me. All depends on their attacking team. And again, another one thing to keep pushing on the extra. You've got three fantastic strikers there. If they can get their act together in the second half, they'll have a good run.
And Berkey from the back of the room.
Has anyone mentioned they've got a very, very, very young side yet?
No, you just did. But thank you for that. That was good. We're missing that from Cliche Central. That was good.
What I would say, Ben. Yes. I look at these teams down here, and up to say Blythe Spartans, I should imagine that when I look at the likes of Marine, Trafford, Matlock down there, no disrespect to any of the others, I just feel that the team may be faltering on occasions rather than hitting consistency levels. They're the ones that are going in there, and you look at Trafford, and Trafford do fall in that category, as do Nantwich and Marine. So, like I say, you know, it's a matter of people putting a little run together and maybe getting out there. But they're all capable of getting into it and getting out of it. But they're also, if they don't hit that little run, finding themselves actually in the relegation spots. I don't think anybody is safe up to maybe, like I say, Blythe.
John?
My point on that is that I think you can build a case for pretty much all the teams saying that they can get out of there, but the numbers don't lie, and the point that you just made there about Shelton Payne, despite the fact he scored goals, they haven't actually won many games, is a very valid one. So I'm a great believer in stats, and because they don't lie, and I think realistically, I think anybody from there up to Stamford, I've seen everybody other than Stamford, I think this year they're the only team out of the bottom ones that I'm not seeing. They're all capable. But are they consistent? And they're not consistent. And they swap it and change them with the managers, the players. And consistency starts with the club, the management, the team selection and all of that. And the results consistency comes with it.
No disrespect to the other teams who I'm not going to mention now, but you do have Marine, Matlock, Nantwich and Witton all there. Are any of them likely to get relegated in your humble opinions?
One of the four, the way it's going, I can see one of the four definitely going down, because again, there's a battle between eight teams. In a, like I say, three of them, one of them obviously Belford, we've all set around the table pretty much nailed on, so out of the seven left, I can see at least one of them going down. A one bad run of form and that's it.
Out of the seven, you can see one going down.
No, you're out of the three we're talking about here. But.
John's right, you can't argue with stats. anyone else want to throw in a name?
No, I think Roy said it before, anyone up to just below Blyth's spot. I can't see Blyth there going
no.
up.
Stamford
down.
Blyth featured in the title picture in the first part of this show, so we've got to assume Blyth are out there. Is anyone above Blyth likely to get sucked into this?
Next season, hide.
Thank you, Birkin.
Cut that out for next season. Yes.
Right, I'm going to go around the table then, and I'm going to do the same thing to close this part off. All right? Four teams. John, before you go off to training, four teams getting relegated. You can abstain if you want. There you go.
I'm going for the bottom four that are there now.
I'll just bottom say four, that's mine as well.
It's yours as well. James?
Belper, Matlock, Nantwich, and I can't decide on the fourth yet.
They might get saved at the AGM anyway. Anyone else?
Belper. Trafford. Frickley.
They'll
get saved in the AGM. And Nantwich.
Nantwich. Aaron.
Belper. Trafford. Nantwich. Stamford.
Ooh. Could I say thank you for the beer stamper? Alan.
I'm keeping on Christmas humour.
Yes.
I think Frickley, because according to the supporters, they're only an 84-minute team.
Right.
Again, this is not the thoughts of the league.
No. I'm going to do the disclaimer in a second. Swamper.
It's a pity, really, because I think, you know, I mean, I think Belper will go down, and, you know, it's been an education in the higher league this season for them. I think Trafford as well will go down, and again, you know, we know Vaughan well, ex-FC United, and indeed, you know, doing a good job there in the last few seasons with Trafford, but I think they'll go down this year. I think Nantwich Town are going to be really struggling, and then for me it's between perhaps Frickley, and it might sound ridiculous, this thing, but I think Grantham may well struggle.
So we've got Grantham for the playoffs and Grantham for relegation.
There you go.
You really do hate Thatcher, don't you?
I can't see Nantwich being in there. I think there's too many good players at the club. There's too many there. They might be a little bit disjointed at the moment, but man for man, they've got better players than a lot of
clubs. They have indeed, yeah. And
they'll do enough. The budget's good enough.
They'll be winning one and losing one, couldn't they? But if you win one and lose one,
they're coming good at the right time. They'll pick up a bit of form recently, I think.
When you concede 51 goals, you know. 51 goals conceded this season, and they carry on that form, they're going down. I don't wish anyone to go down, in fairness. If you say that these
days, we're going to do a disclaimer at the end of one. McKenna,
Belper, Trafford, Matlock, and Witten.
Did you like the Matlock? Did that, was that nice for you?
Sorry,
was it nice?
Oh yeah, that was wonderful.
Why did you say Matlock? In fairness,
Paul, do you want in on this?
No, I'll leave them to
who do you want to play next season? Come on.
Out of them, probably you'd like to Trafford and Marine, really.
Marine,
yeah, he's in clubs then though, but so they probably should stay up in that league, but they'll find it tough, I think.
And Sule?
I think I'd go with Birkin. I think it'd be Belper, Trafford, Nantwich and Frickley.
And Nick Culkin, just say what again if you want. What? Good. disclaimer, we wish that all teams don't get relegated this Christmas and you all stay lovely and nice. No one's going to get relegated.
Not
even
anyway.
Easter as well. Easter, no one at Easter. Just come May, it's clear who's been relegated. But I hope you all stay up, whoever's been mentioned.
Should we look at the ground grading for the teams that might come up in fairness?
In the third part, we are going to move to Division 1 North and South, but before we do, there's two important cup matches involving Evostick NPL sides, which I'd just like to have a quick whip round the table to discuss. Firstly, Blyth Spartans, can they beat Birmingham City?
3-1.
3-1.
No chance.
They can,
that's true.
They can, but they won't.
Replay.
He
said Blyth first.
I think they could be in the draw.
Blyth are the best, the best team FC United have played until Curzon this season. believe you me, Blythe at home were the best team that we played. And last season, they were the best team we played last season. This season, no different again. I believe that Blythe have the momentum, the history, the quality, a full ground there. They will beat Birmingham. They're in all sorts of trouble. They had a good result the other day, but they'll beat them.
I would say, yeah. I'd say on that, that I feel that Blythe are a strength in their own right on their own ground. I haven't got a problem with that. But I would say that a lot of the teams that actually travel up there travel on the day. I don't believe the likes of Birmingham would do something like that. I maybe think that they'd go up the day before, stay overnight, do whatever they need to do to make sure that they are not on the embarrassment list.
Yeah, they're going to be better prepared, aren't they?
The last team did the same. They went the day before. They stayed there the day before. Is that the same preparation? They'll win.
Birmingham.
Well, I'll buy around for the next show.
That's recording.
Birmingham was a bad team to draw, really, because they've just had a manager change in the last month or so, and they've turned their own fortunes around. Birmingham, they're coming into the game on a bit of a high. They won't be wanting to kind of be one of the embarrassment stories.
A month's a bit long though, isn't it, for that kind of
good luck? No, but you look at the results they've had recently, they've turned it around. I just think that'll be too much for
you. Just need to look at the Hartlepool game again, what they did in the second half. Blythe turned it on, basically proved a point. They did it in the first round as well. There seems to be a prop cup team.
They even denied physics as well. That ball was over the line. It's amazing.
Two big performances. You know, you look at Warrington when they played Exeter, and then because if something changes when you go to the next one, it's not quite the event that the first one is. You know, and the Blythe being at Hartlepool and the location and everything that was there, and I just don't see them being the same. I think Birmingham will. I think they might get a draw out of it, but
I slightly agree with you, John, there only because, I mean, if you go back to FC United in 2010, the big game was against Rochdale, and we won that game, and we were 20 minutes away from being Brighton.
And speaking of FC in the trophy against our old friends up at Charlie.
Charlie don't fancy it. The fans don't fancy it because we've got a bit of a hoodoo over them. They don't fancy it. They didn't want it. I didn't want it. We talked to them 5 Live about it, and then we got each other. It was a fix. It was an FA fix.
Yeah. By the way, thank you to John Flanagan, who's off to training now.
Happy
New Year. I might do that at the end, just make you all leave one at a time.
Did you do trading ponies?
I didn't hear any of that.
Anyone else confident, not from an FC perspective, of that match?
It would be a good one.
You
just got to think back to the two games towards the end of last season in the league and the crowds, and it had something on it. They had the league positions on it, didn't it? The title race. And the magnitude of the game, it's a similar thing. It's a cup game at the end of the day. You're going to get a big gate, you're going to get a team in FC United who are going to want to make a bit of revenge from last season in the league and stuff like that. It's going to be quite a bit on it. It's going to be a good game. I fancy to FC to do it, actually.
I'd say, from what I saw from FC in the Curzon game, it might be a similar game. You know, obviously, Chorley have got a lot of quality, hence why they're doing quite well in that division. They'll probably come out attacking, they'll probably have chances early on. FC can hold out early on, they've got every chance because they proved against Curzon that, you know, if they get a chance, they'll take it.
I don't think it's about holding on early. I think FC should go for it early. Charlie, a slow starters this season, had them 2-0 up after 10 minutes against them. Obviously went on to lose 3-2.
How did Hyde score 4 against Spennymoor?
Well, we'll come to that in the second half of the show.
No, we won't.
Oh, well, we'll come to it now if you want. I want to bang the drum for Spennymoor because I was dead impressed.
How's that? Have we got to Spennymoor?
Right.
How have we got to Spennymoor?
Just
Alan. Alan, question for you.
The medication is not working
tonight. Last year, I remember a show which you featured on where it was a bit doom and gloom. We'd all been knocked out of the trophy. Yeah. We'd all been knocked out of the FA Cup. Yeah. We didn't even bother with the FA Vars for some reason. But this year, a bit better.
Yeah, I've been tweeting that I think, and it's now up to FC United. But with the luck of the draw, you need a luck in any cup competition. But I actually feel that FC United could go all the way to Wembley. And I genuinely mean that. Because once you start to get into late January and February in these cup matches, the conference teams are thinking, right, are we up for this game? Because the conference teams are also looking at promotion to the Football League. Yep. If you get one of those teams that are looking for Football League promotion and they've then got to go and turn out against FC United, I think that's where FC United can capitalise on that particular time.
The fact the financials of league football will take precedent over an FA trophy. Yeah.
So, good luck to both Blyth and FC United.
Both teams to go through.
Just to say, we have sorted this, haven't we?
That performance like they did against Harrogate Town, good chance on going through.
Good luck to both Blyth Spartans and FC United. We've agreed on FCM Radio that if we do make the final, we're going to take our own pies, aren't we? Because can't buy pies from London. It's ridiculous.
That's how we'll have a portless one with a decent filling.
Maybe. Anyway, that is the end of part two of the EvoStick MPL show. Coming up next is an advert, and then after that, we'll be back to discuss Division 1 North and Division 1 South.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome back to the Magnet here for this EvoStick NPL show Christmas special 2014, sponsored by EvoStick. It's getting more and more tired, that. There we go. Enthusiasm.
You're just all stuck up.
Round the table, we've got loads of people who I'll introduce at the end. So, Paul Maguire from Radcliffe Borough has only got so much time with us, so I'm going to start with
Radcliffe. And look at his results, perhaps that's very, very true.
I'm not having that myself.
Hang on. Bang out of order.
Oh, yeah. First thing you said all night,
that. Bang out of order.
And of course, we've got Roy Sewell here from the same end of the table, but we're going to start off with Division 1 North. Don't look at me like that. It's just Richie Keys banter. So, Division 1 North, how's that shaping up this season then, lads?
Northwich had a shock team.
Competitive.
Competitive.
Very competitive.
What do you reckon then, Paul? Go on.
Don't know, strange division. Interesting for me to be kind of back in and around it. I think the top teams, from what are the top teams, we've just played all four of them. Not the best teams we've faced by any stretch. Now, I know on the day everyone has bad days and good days, but Harrogate, Bamber Bridge, they played the better football, looked the better teams to me, whereas we faced some of the likes of your Salford and Darlington and Northwich, and I just wasn't majorly impressed. Maybe on an off day.
Up at the top though, we've got Northwich, Victory, Darlington, Salford City, and that's probably it, do you reckon, lads? Yeah?
No, Drolson.
Yeah, I can see Drolson fall.
It's Darlington to lose this, it really is, just the position they're in. But I do think that Salford, they had that little run, didn't they, last month, where they lost a few games and they struggled a little bit. I think they're going to come strong again, I really do, but I think it's Darlington to lose, but it'll be between them and Salford as to who wins the title at the end of the season. Although I got poo-pooed at the one at the start of the season for saying that Bamber Bridge and Farsley might well be up there. Everyone said no, they've got no chance, and look at them there, they've got 3, 4, 5 games in hand.
They're decent teams. I can see Darlington falling away again, just let me say that. I really can. We've just played them and
we've only just got over John Flanagan's last year. What are you doing?
I will say they don't go up. Darlington won't go up.
These are the thoughts of the regular former manager.
Yeah, maybe that's because we've got 2 draws against the league. Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe that's why my view on them is maybe a bit tainted. I don't know, but I don't see them as a team that win that league.
Can I just say, I've always been a fan of Darlington. You're a great club, just to say. Stop bringing trouble to our door, all of you, right?
Northwich have had a really good team on paper for a few years, and if you look at the team now, across midfield they've got likes of Brian Summerskill in there, Stuart Cook, phenomenal footballers, really, really good. They've got Gary Burnett up front who's clinical.
And Godwin Abedaki
as well.
Abu Sanogo.
He's always a handful. Yep. I don't think they'll win. I think Darlington have got too much, but well, I think Northwich are near enough a shoo-in for the playoffs.
So, I'm going to go round the table, and I want your predictions for the league title and the playoffs, please.
I'll go.
Look at you all, checking the league table.
I'll go.
Go on.
Darlington are going to win it. Northwich Vicks, Salford, Bamber Bridge, and Harrogate Railway are going to be in the playoffs.
Harrogate Railway?
Never in a million years.
Oh, go on then, Birkett. Aaron, are you going to jump?
Okay. Darlington will win it. Salford will be in there. Northwich will be in there. Bamber Bridge will be in there, and I think Farsley will get back into it.
Farsley.
I'd like to concur with Aaron Flanagan there.
Yeah, I do as well now.
I want to take Harrogate out and change it.
What, he's Aaron the cool kid in the playground or something? Yeah.
Although, actually, come to think of it, I did say Geraldton at the start of the season as my dark horse, so I should say Geraldton. They might have a little
have you
way
made your prediction yet?
Well, I just concurred with Aaron, didn't I?
I can only really say about the teams I've seen play as well this year in the North, and Blue Radcliffe have played.
Get off the fence.
Yeah. So, Darlington will win the league. Salford in the playoffs. Vicks in the playoffs. Bamber Bridge in the playoffs. And I can see Scarborough taking it. If Gary Bradshaw stays... Yeah. If Gary Bradshaw stays safe and he's scoring left, right and centre, Scarborough are up there. Bradshaw's built for this league. And we mentioned it before in our little break. He's one of the. He's always in there. He's always in the top five.
I'll agree with that. He's the best player I've seen play. Certainly at Radcliffe this season, he's the best player I've watched play football.
And Paul, do you want to make a prediction?
You know what? I'm really struggling to split them top teams. I think I would probably have to go with Northwich. Are just going to find a way of doing it. I think. But then I think you have got to look out for Harrogate and Scarborough. Somehow that one of them two teams might just sneak it, and that's mad for Harrogate because they're normally down near the bottom or normally not an amazing team in that league, but they were the best teams that I watched play, Harrogate and Scarborough this season.
Swamper?
Jim Rush's Northwich Victoria relegated. to win the league. I think Jim Gannon's got enough there about him. There were only two games in front of Darlington in regards to point wise. However, I also think coming up on behind there, I think Farsley have got a good chance of getting in there. And I wouldn't be surprised if Spennymoor really make
I had that question up my sleeve.
Now, on the Spennymoor.
Hold on a second, it sounds still talking, bearded one.
The floor is yours.
The floor might be yours if you carry on.
Go on, Swamper, finish.
I think Spennymoor have got the minerals to do it. The minerals to do it.
Roy?
If I look at it, and we've played most of these teams anyway, you look at Northwich, very well organised. I wouldn't say score a lot of goals from open play, but definitely a lot from set plays. I think you need to look at Darlington, one of the top goal scorers, conceded the least amount, that's the biggest thing. One of those two, for those reasons, will be in the top one or two spots. Salford, with the enthusiasm that goes with that club at this moment in time, and the people that are involved in it, they will be in there, you know, with a shout. Harrogate, as Stu said, is managed by a very good friend of mine, Billy Miller.
Jevin Harrogate Bellway.
And but they will not be in there.
No. Okay. Thanks for mentioning them, though.
I feel the two teams that will be in there will be Farsley Celtic and Bamber Bridge.
Right. Nick?
I fancy, I've got to be honest now, just thinking about it and looking at it and knowing some of the people involved, I think Salford are going to win it.
There's always one in there.
It's always one.
I do, and I think Northwich will be in it, Geraldton, Harrogate and Bamber Bridge.
Right.
And with a late charge, with a late shot, Radcliffe.
Are we not having trouble?
Yeah.
Well done,
Nick.
Go on, Nick.
And that's why I retired in 2005.
from the programme. From the programme.
I've got a banger drum for Spennymoor. I forgot, I concurred earlier on with Aaron, and I completely disagree. I do think it's going to be the top three, not as they are. Darlington are going to win it, I'm convinced of that. However, it's going to be Salford second, Northwich third, Bamber Bridge fourth, but then sneaking up on the far side, Spennymoor Town. I played them the other week and they were fantastic to watch. They zipped the ball around like nobody's business. The only problem is they play. Shut your face. The problem is they're playing the wrong formation. They've just got rid of. Well, Gavin Feld, the assistant manager, just stepped down. They've got Ant Smith in, former manager at Gateshead. He knows exactly what he's doing. They're playing the wrong formation. They're playing a flat 4-4-2, and it just doesn't suit the style of play that they have at the moment.
And Alan, lastly from you.
Right, well, what I would say is that normally you would say that the clubs who are going to invest in the squad for the second part of the season are going to be the clubs that should be successful.
To stay on the fence.
But the one thing that we should remember is Ramsbottom from last season. Yeah, Ramsbottom proved that theory wrong. So we can all be experts around this table.
And we are.
And we are.
Well, I got it right.
if we go back to what I was saying, really, it's the teams that will invest in the squad. So you're looking at Darlington, Northwich, Spennymoor, Farsley, Bamberbridge.
In that case about investment, do we have to consider Warrington for the playoffs still?
No. That's got too much to do, I think.
Really?
We're not covering the bottom of the table, so if, for those clubs around the table who are fighting out, are you going to survive? Roy, firstly on New Mills, chances this season of staying up?
I'm not in it to lose it.
Good, good. And Paul? Nick's already said you're going to be in the playoffs, so.
As long as we can keep Bevan and Elliot
fourth
fit.
Fourth bottom, then.
Keep Bevan and Elliot fit, we're alright.
As long as we keep our, all the young lads here, we would struggle. If we lost two or three players to injury or illness or just left us, we would struggle. We've got a small squad, can't really afford much, you know, much else than what we've got. We keep every the best 12 players, 12, 13 players here with us and playing well, we should be up the top, up the middle of the table, not near the bottom.
I think it's a downside, really, that again, I've seen this division this season. I've been to watch teams. Again, a great standard of football. It really is. The teams at the bottom, and I've seen Prescott, I've seen the likes of New Mills, many occasions,
so
I've seen Padiham. And in fairness, you're thinking, it's a strange old footballing world because these teams shouldn't really be there, but they're there for a reason. It's inconsistency. But I can see Padiham unfortunately staying there. I think Padiham, unfortunately for me at this moment in time, are nailed on to go down. So then you've got to look at all the other teams just above that. And I'm biased with Roy, that's obvious, because but I know the quality of teams that they've got. But I still think this season, and I'll be honest with you, I think Roy and Hugh Mills are going to struggle.
Roy, I was going to give the last word to Alan, but I'm going to give the last word to you. And you can chin him, that is a word. In Salford it is, anyway.
If anybody's seen us play this season, they would say that our performances on the field don't warrant our lead position. But what I will say is that, you know, at the end of the day, football league positions don't lie. What I will say is that I've got a team of young lads there that are grafting the socks off. Training wise, was training last night. Training wise, myself, Innes, and Army, we're grafting our socks off. As to be honest, as our physio, Karam and Claire, two of them, they've kept us injury free when we've had about eight players at one point on the injury list, like, you know, and unable to play. But saying that, I've got a decent squad there, you know, unlike Ratcliffe, you know, if they lose a couple of players, you know, they will struggle, you know, and that is a thing that you have to handle and manage. I'm a little bit fortunate that I've got 20 lads to 24 lads turn up regularly, week in and week out, and they're grafting away there all the time. They work really hard. I chop and change it around a little bit. I've looked for solutions through formations and things like that, and change different personnel within those formations. And it's a test for myself as well, you know, as regards my management skills. So we'll keep working. We'll work very hard. I think, like I say, the people that come and see us play football will be surprised with maybe the quality of football that we play with. And testament is when we come up against the teams up the top of the league, they're a little bit taken aback, even though we do end up getting beat.
Oh, go on, Alan. Last word to you then.
Last word to me. I have to have the last word, don't I? What I would say, and Roy sat next to me, that the problem with the teams at the bottom, and more so with Roy at New Mills, is the pitch. Postponements, what the league doesn't want is to be giving clubs three matches in a week at the end of the season just to, for the sake of having to complete the fixtures. I don't want New Mills, Padiham or whoever it may be being forced to play those three games in a week to avoid relegation. I would sooner them play during January, February, March. If they lose, okay, they lose. But at least then it's the league table is fair. But when you're having to play on a Monday, a Wednesday, a Thursday,
well, we've
a
Saturday, done that for the last two seasons. Like,
you know,
like,
you just feel we're not being fair on these.
No,
on
it
these
is a teller
guys
on you, definitely. But you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I've been a grafter all my life. I've been a fighter all my life. and my team, to be honest, it reflects that as well in their attitudes. We're always up, none of us are down, and we from somewhere have got string three wins together. We string those three wins together, which we're capable of doing, but obviously it's easier to say than actually do and apply it. But we'll be in there and we'll be scrapping away.
Well, good luck to New Mills and Radcliffe Borough, we should say, and everyone
and
else.
And all the rest.
And all the rest. Yeah, we hope none of you get relegated this year. Let's go to Division 1 South. Paul Maguire from Radcliffe Borough is now leaving us, so a happy New Year to all. Anyway, it's now time to draw our eyes, scroll down the table to Division 1 South.
What's that?
Eyes down, look in. Right, so, all I'm going to do for this is just mention Sutton Coldfield Town again, and again, and again, but also highlight the fact that actually,
Sutton Coldfield Town,
but there's... they played a lot of games, whereas Michelob Sport, Spalding United, they've got games in hand. What do we think, gentlemen?
I think that Sutton Coldfield Town are going to romp this division.
I was about to say, Michelob surely are in drive.
Hold on,
we have an exclusive. Me and Aaron have seen Michelob.
Roy's played him twice.
Aaron, first thing you said to me when you came in today, I'm going to do that voice. We need to talk about Michelob Sports. Now is your chance to talk about Michelob Sports.
No, they were absolutely brilliant when we watched Wiz Norton. They only won the game 1-0, but it should have been more. They're brilliant. They're really effective in all positions across the pitch. Very solid at the back, a big team. Quite powerful, you know. They never really looked like conceding. They gave away a penalty.
Fantastically safe.
At one point,
they never looked like conceding, but they gave away a penalty.
No.
You can also mention that Club of the Month for December.
They looked like a team to me, playing with confidence, playing good football, effective football, and, you know, to me, they look like a team who are going to go on and win a league.
1 point behind, 4 games in hand.
One team I think we're all forgetting about is... Leek Town.
Leek Town will win the league.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Leek have been...
They won't. Michelover will.
No.
We played Leek for years. It'll be head-to-head Leek and Michelover.
Leek, Michelover were the two teams there. Stafford Rangers expect to be in the playoffs. Got a good manager there that's doing a lot better than he would have expected this season. He's brand new to the job in that division. Not a lot of players that he could bring in. Obviously, he was the Rushall manager previously. And they've done well. But for me, I've seen Leek this season, and Leek are a very, very good footballing team.
And that's the
thing. Royal tell you about Michelover, because he's played against them twice. Yeah, they're not a bad side. I just feel that, watched Michelover, they're a fairly biggish side. We were unfortunate not to get a result against them in the first game, and played maybe better in the second game. Testament was their management coming up to me afterwards saying, you know, you can't understand, you know, why we're in the situation we're in. But, you know, I've heard that all through this season. But I look at, again, I go back on the same thing, look at the team that's conceded the least amount of goals, and Leek are in there. I think they might be first or second least amount of conceded goals. They've got to be in with a shout. They have to be within a shout. And I just feel that if there's going to be a dogfight, it'll be Michelover and Leek.
We've got Michelover 16
and I just feel that in a one-on-one situation, I don't know if they played one another. I can't remember that.
They have Michelover stuffed Leek, unfortunately.
Right. Was it 4-0 or something?
Something I don't know.
Well,
Leek have four games in hand over Michelover.
But I think that'll be a telling factor. Whoever gets the 3 points out of that game will be the one that will win the league.
Obviously, Michelover and Leek have got games in hand, but so too do Spalding United in fourth.
I'll throw my two pennies in for Spalding.
Please do.
Yeah. I think Spalding will be in the playoffs. And I know the people at Spalding, they know what they want. I've met the people behind it. they are ambitious enough to want to get promotion out of that division.
Plus, again, I said it a couple of months ago, Spalding have come from not necessarily the strongest counties league in the United Counties, so for them to be where they are at the moment, they're showing their ambition.
And at this point, it's now time to go over to Jack and Ori Corner, where we had a tweet in, didn't we? A Facebook message.
Yeah, Facebook.
Which from a Gressley fan, was it?
Yeah.
And he's written a pretty comprehensive view of Division 1 South this season.
On Twitter?
On Facebook. And okay. James Hayes is now about to read this out, so everyone get comfy. Yeah, come on, pull up a chair.
You're staying around this, Alex. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, the reason of normal.
Look at this! It's a room clearer, everyone. Yeah.
The only reason I've left this one out of the main comments is because of how in depth it is. So this is Ian Loomis' comment from Gresley, saying it's been a weird season for them. They've been excellent at home with only Sutton, Caulfield, and Stafford coming away with a point. Away them improve it, and the wins at Tividale, Market, Drayton and Colville show they've got the ability on the poor services not to be bullied. They think that their playoffs are possible. Well, it's this next bit they've put down. The two sides that have impressed them the most are Michelover and Stafford. Both knew how to keep the ball and use it intelligently. Newcastle, Norton and Lincoln all looked very ordinary when they visited us. Brigg looked down, out and Rittenworth weren't a great side. Ian really thinks that Michelover will win the title. And in the playoffs, it's Spalding, Stafford, Leek, Norton, Sutton, Newcastle and themselves as a good shout for the title.
And with that, that is the perfect way, I think, to end the Evo Stick MPL show.
Oh, we're here, right? We mentioned the bottom end of the North Division. We've got to mention the bottom end of the South.
Brigg Town.
Pumping Brigg down. Brigg Town, Brigg down. More like. Right. Kidsgrove Athletic. They've signed Anthony Malvern. Formerly of Kidderminster Harriers, of course, used to banging loads of goals, and of Newcastle Town, he scored 5 in an FA Cup game, and we're still on the losing side. Fantastic forward. He joined Stalybridge Celtic at the start of the season. It kind of went a bit funny. Sure, I don't know what happened, to be honest.
A bit like this recording.
A little bit, yeah, but he started scoring already for Kidsgrove. He somehow ended up at Kidsgrove. And he's scoring goals, and they're not losing all of a sudden. I think they're going to be all right at Kidsgrove.
I want to say something at the end of this.
I'm going to turn down all the mics. It's just going to be that yellow one there.
Seeing this is the Christmas edition, I want to say thanks to everybody connected with the league. That goes for the managers, the players, the officials. Yes, and even the Facebook guys. I think we've got a tremendous league here. And believe me, the people who are in the league's committee do actually appreciate everything that you do, okay? But to finish off, I just want to mention two people's names, all right? And what they are, the people who are connected with football clubs. There's Laura at Darlington and Lindsay at FC United. I know that the football can be very much a man's world, but those two ladies are now about to be off on maternity leave, and I think from the MPL podcast I would like us all to hope that they have a next successful pregnancy and best for the future for both of them.
And on that note, it's now time to draw a line under 2014 and raise a glass to a marvellous year, which has involved playoff disappointment, some cup victories somewhere, and some teams who got promoted, but they're boring. It's now time to leave the magnet, but thank you. Thank you to you, tens of people who've downloaded this podcast over the year. Thank you to you. Thank you to Evo Stick, of course, and thank you to everyone on today's show. Thank you to Stuart James from the Non-League Review.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you to Nick Culkin from SC United.
My pleasure.
Thank you to Aaron Flanagan from The Mirror.
Welcome.
Thank you to Alan Alcott from The League.
Thank you.
Thank you to Alex McKenna from the MPL Facebook group, sponsored by Evostick. Thank you to Ian Burke from Radio Manchester.
Thank you, Ben. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you to Paul Maguire, manager of Radcliffe Borough. Thank you to John Flanagan, manager of Curzon Ashton. And thank you to Roy Sill. Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. All the best.
Roy Sill's leaving, so he's got to have a round of applause. And he was... we'll be back next.
Ben.
Yes. I said you, haven't I?
No.
Oh, and thank you to Swampy from Radio 5 Live. I've been Ben. We'll be back evening, in 2015. And who are you, sir? What do you want?
I was going to say, first of all, facebook.com/groups/TheMPL. I'm on Twitter at the MPL group. And also a happy birthday to the actual MPL podcast, which started 5 years ago this week.
I didn't really kick into gear till last year. Anyway. from everyone here, thank you to James Hayes, obviously.
Thank you.
What do you want? No, it's no, it's off. I've turned you down. Well, if you want to sing in the background, you can.
For all acquaintance.
From everyone here at the well, that died a death. From everyone here at the Evo Stick MPL show, we'd like to wish you all and your families a happy Christmas and, of course, a very jovial 2015. Goodbye, everyone.
See you, Stamper.
EvoStick NPL show was brought to you in association with EvoStick, proud official sponsors of the Northern Premier League.